Hello everybody, this is Chris Horses here doing a quick demonstration of NVDA 2012.1 beta and the new iTunes Store access. This is a major breakthrough in screen reading technology for NVDA users, and we can now take full advantage of iTunes just like everybody else, including those who use JAWS or Window Eyes or System Access or whatever. I'm using Windows 7 64-bit. And I am recording from my iPhone 4. The speech I will be using is eSpeak, so I apologise if you find it a little difficult to understand. However, I don't have any alternative speech packages on my system. So, let's get started. I have iTunes on my taskbar, so I am just going to launch it now.
Run the applications toolbar, Winamp button.
So it just said run the applications toolbar and Winamp is the first item. So I'm going to press the left arrow until I get to iTunes and press enter.
iTunes button.
Just wait.
App start cursor, normal cursor.
Alert. Low battery. 10% of battery remaining.
iTunes
10%
office 3, 2, level 2 iTunes store 1 of 1.
Voice memos. Pause. Button.
Okay, I apologise about that. My iPhone just told me that my battery's low. And you just heard the iTunes store load by that whooshing sound. So the iTunes store is now open. So to start with, I'm just going to let NVDA read part of the home page. So I'm going to press the F6 key.
Document. Lana Del Rey traffic link traffic Lana Del Rey link traffic the river link traffic albums under pound 6 link traffic new artists new heading level 2 albums link see all link traffic on to die deluxe version Lana Del Rey link on to die deluxe version link Lana Del Rey link traffic jungle link traffic Beastron the two bears link Beastron link the two bears link traffic Sherlock soundtrack from the TV series David Arnold link Sherlock soundtrack from the TV series link David Arnold Michael Price link traffic this is dubstep 2012 get darker present Link this is dubstep 2012 get darker presents Link various artists Link traffic Portico Quartet special edition Portico Quartet Link
So as you heard there, I just pressed the control key to stop speech. As you heard there, NVDA is reading the store's homepage automatically like it does on any other web page in Internet Explorer or Firefox. To demonstrate that you can navigate with the arrow keys, I will go back to the top of the page. We control home.
Link traffic Lana Del Rey.
And you could have pressed the down arrow key a few times until...
Link traffic the river. Link traffic albums under pound 6. Link new. Heading level 2 albums. Link see all. Link on to die deluxe version.
So as you can see, you can navigate with the down arrow key, so let's try the up arrow key.
Link traffic on to die deluxe version. Link see all. Heading level 2 albums. New. Link traffic new artists.
So... As you can see, you can navigate line by line. And the same is true for navigating by characters, words. Even quick navigation is supported. And the elements list, which is NVDA F7, also works. Let's now show you how you can search for something in the iTunes store. So I'm going to press the F6 key until I get to the search store edit.
Search store edit blank.
There we go. And it said blank because there's nothing entered in there. So I'm going to type in a particular game that I might want to try in the future called Domino's Train. So I'm going to type that in now.
Domino's.
As you can tell, my key echo is set to words.
Train document, link traffic new artists. Link power search, heading level 2 filter by media type, list.
So it's just read the power search page on the iTunes store, so I'm going to press H until I get to iPhone apps.
Out of list artists and more heading level 4. People heading level 4. iPhone apps heading level 2.
There we go. So I'm just going to press the K key to move to the next link until I get to Mexican train dominoes.
See all link. Mexican train dominoes traffic link.
And there we go. So I'm just going to press enter to load this page.
List with 3 items, link app store, link games, link Dilly Dally games out of list, visited link traffic Mexican train dominoes, button pound 1.49 by app, com.
So, as you can see, it's reading the page of the app, no problems at all. This is fantastic. To demonstrate that you can indeed buy the app. I'm not going to actually buy it, I'm just going to show you that you can indeed do it. I'm going to go to the top of the page with Control Home.
Out of list with three items, link App Store.
I'm going to press F to move to the next form field. You could, of course, press B to move to the next button.
Out of list, pound 1.49 by app button.
So, I'm going to press spacebar to activate this button.
iTunes dialog, sign in to download from the iTunes store. If you have an Apple account, enter your Apple ID and password. Create new account, button Alt N, Apple ID, edit Alt H, Charlesworth 2 Skycom, password, edit protected Alt P blank.
So as you can see, it reads that sign into the iTunes store dialog box very well, as it's already done, but I just thought I'd demonstrate anyway. Now I'm going to press escape to get out of this.
iTunes document, button pound 1.49 by app.
And it even remembers the previous position of the virtual buffer, which is very nice. The virtual buffer is also known as browse mode, in case you hear that sometime in your NVDA usage. What I'm going to do next, I'm going to show you how to... Finally, I want to show you a little issue when it comes to attempting to redeem a gift certificate or download code. Now to do this, I'm going to press NVDA F7, which is the insert key by default when you set up NVDA.
Elements list dialog, tree view, level 0 Mexican train Domino's 4 of 76.
I'm going to press R until I get to redeem.
Rated 4, 6 of 76, level 0. Reporter concern 11 of 76, level 0. Romy for iPad 32 of 76, level 0. Romy for iPad games 33 of 76, level 0. Redeem 65 of 76, level 0.
That's the one, Sandy, could you press enter?
iTunes document, list with 6 items, link redeem. iTunes document, link redeem. Secure connection, redeem code, enter your gift card or download code. Edit button redeem, link give a gift on iTunes.
Now, basically, this page, this part of the page, this page works, is when you attempt to give a gift on iTunes, which I'm going to press K to move to the next link, and I'm just going to press enter on give a gift on iTunes.
iTunes store link. Give a gift on iTunes link.
There we go, I'll press shift K to move to the previous link.
iTunes store document. Email gift certificate text unknown.
So, as you can see, it just says unknown, and you can't navigate with the arrow keys. I'm sure the developers will fix this before the final release. I have reported this already, so they are aware of it. Okay, so I just thought I'd show you that. Go back.
List with three items, link App Store, link.
There we go. And well, I think that's it really. I hope you...
Link power search, heading level 2 field.
Whoops, sorry about that. I hope you enjoyed this quick demonstration. Sorry for any mess ups. I just wanted to show you that you can now access the iTunes store fully with NVDA. What I will do is I will share this on Dropbox as a public link, so you can always download it from there. And if you have any comments, queries or suggestions, you can contact me at chhallsworth2@sky.com. That's chhallsworth2@sky.com. Okay, I hope you enjoyed it and hope you like the NVDA 2012 either the beta or when it comes out officially, and the new iTunes store access. Bye for now!
Stop. Button.
Hello everybody! This is going to be another quick podcast on NVDA and iTunes. If you remember last time, I said that you couldn't redeem a gift certificate or download code using NVDA 2012.1 Beta 1. Well, I have an update on that, and in fact you can. It just involves extra keystrokes, so I'm here to just show you how to do this. So I'm going to launch iTunes now.
Start menu, search box, edit, search programs, and files. Oh, let me, start menu.
Sorry, let me just slow the voice down a little bit.
RIT 50, RIT 50, RIT 40, RIT 40.
Hope you can hear that okay now. Like I said, I'm just going to launch iTunes now.
iTunes new list, programs group in expanded iTunes, taskbar. iTunes, sources tree view, level 2 iTunes, store 1 of 2.
Now, I'm going to assume that you know how to navigate the iTunes store with NVDA, so I'm just going to take you straight to the redeem link and the give a gift on iTunes link. So I'm going to...
Document.
So I've just pressed F6 to move...
Limited time
pre-order. Oh, shut that up. I've just pressed F6 to move to the store's homepage, and I'm now going to use the elements list and activate the redeem link.
Elements list dialog, tree view, level 0 mother, limited time pre-order 1 of 530. Arm Rin of Terra Slave Bells 180 of Roses Deluxe in Robert Class Reunion Sing, Red State to Rizzoli Isles, Redeem 408 of 530 level 0.
So I'm going to press enter on this now to activate the link.
iTunes document, list with 7 items, link redeem, secure connection, redeem code, enter your gift card or download code, edit button redeem.
Okay, I've shown you this before, so I'm just going to click the give a gift on iTunes link.
Give a gift on iTunes link.
Press K to move to the next link. And press enter.
iTunes store document.
Like I said last time, you can't use browse mode with this part of the iTunes store. However, thanks to someone called Josh on the NVDA list, there is actually a workaround. So this is what I'm here to do. So first of all, you need to make sure that you're in the iTunes store document that you've just heard. I'm now going to press NVDA shift comma. This is assuming you are using the laptop layout with NVDA. I don't know the desktop equivalent because I use NVDA on a laptop, so it makes sense to use the laptop layout.
Secure connection, edit read only.
So it says secure connection. So I'm going to press NVDA Control L to move the next next object until I hear email gift certificate.
iTunes gift edit read only. The iTunes store makes it easy to get songs, albums, playlists, audiobooks, music videos, TV programs, films and games to anyone, or give iTunes gift cards and gift certificates and let them choose for themselves. Edit read only. Email gift certificates. Edit read only. Email gift certificates. Link read only link.
So now I'll focus on that with object navigation. I'm going to press NVDA enter to jump to this link.
Jump.
Now, the page is loaded, but NVDA appears to be silent at the minute, so I'm just going to press tab to see where I am.
From him, edit selected Christopher.
All right, so I'm in the form where you buy the email gift certificate. This part is actually accessible. So, I hope this has been helpful. Like I say, it was only a short podcast to update you on the situation regarding iTunes and the part about gift certificates and how you can use it with NVDA 2012.1 Beta 1. I hope you find this useful and thanks for listening.